Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the description.
I should really bathe. I got a stupid name. That's what people say. That's what people say. My dad thinks I'm a clown. And I can make him proud. But I don't wear a frown. I don't wear a frown. Cause I keep losing. Ego won't stop bruising. But it's like I've got this druid in my mind singing. It'll be a wake. Cause my friends are gonna fake, 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 fake. And my heart is gonna break, 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 break. So I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take an L, take an L. And the world is up in flames, 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 flames. And I'm the one to blame, 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 blame. So I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take an L, I take an L.
Hey, hey, hey! Just think, while you've been getting down and out about the fact that the boy you like died and your mustache burned off and you found out that your dad doomed an entire world because of something that you did only for you to grow up and doom it again, which only proves that his decision to save your life probably wasn't worth it. You could have been getting down to this sick beat.
A flesh whore made me open that door, and it's all my fault, but I'm just gonna take it. Though the stapler over there got the dueler to his lair, cause I helped him get to heaven. Gonna take, take, take. Cause my friends are gonna fake, 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 fake. And my heart is gonna break, 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 break. So I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take an L, take an L. And the world is up in flames, 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 flames. And I'm the one to blame, 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 blame. So I'm just gonna take, 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 take. Take an L, I take an L.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, a podcast about four teens using the game of Dungeons and Dragons to tell a story about playing these four teens to tell a story of four teens from our world sent back to another dimension, back to our world again, to fix the world that their grandparents messed up. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the tiefling rogue of the group. First of all, Happy New Year, everybody, 2024.
We're not recording this in 2024.
We're recording this in 2023.
We're in the past.
But you listening in the future, what is it like over there?
Oh, wow.
Taylor's.
Congrats on Time Person of the Year.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't want to bring it up because it'd be self-aggrandizing, but that's not. Thank you, Beth. Taylor's.
Wait, is it that they do It's You again? Do you remember when they did
that? No, it was Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Taylor Swift was...
Wait, but it's not the... Oh, it is this year. It's not next year, but it was the this year is the...
I don't know where we are, Will.
I remember how time, time works now. Go ahead.
They did do the You, right? They did the You.
They did You one time.
I remember looking at it and be like, yeah, but like they gave it to Hitler too.
Yeah, they did.
So I didn't feel good about myself after that.
I would never accept an award that Hitler won. What are you, crazy?
I threw that Time Magazine in the trash.
Time. You can't tie me into this.
Time Magazine and ChatGPT do not have consent to use my image or likeness in your magazine or large language learning model.
Share this with 10 people or else you're going to get chatted.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift.
Hi, Freddie.
Yeah, hello, Freddie. Hello. Taylor's teen fact. Taylor was the runner-up for Teen High's Teen of the Year.
Who won?
I bet you normal. Normal.
No, it's Margarita.
Oh, Margarita Pizza won.
Margarita Pizza won. That's fair. Valid.
Taylor was a close second because he placed third at the... You remember? Okay. You know competitive cup stacking? I'm deciding that Taylor Swift did cup stacking.
He placed second in the school because he placed third in cup stacking?
Yeah, which is the best anyone from Teen High did.
How about one and two?
He medaled, Matt! He medaled!
Oh, I thought you meant like it was a school competition.
No. Wild. The schools don't have the competition.
The
outside.
The second place got canceled. Yeah.
State.
I think state got canceled.
State. Okay,
oh,
state.
God.
Dude,
That's
like,
why he got canceled.
Right, did he do cup stacking?
No, I didn't.
I did it for a little bit.
You did cup stacking?
It looks so cool in the commercial.
You did cup stacking?
I'm going to get five cups right now.
For those of you who don't know, they sold that at Target.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
They were
like,
it was just cups. But the commercials were like, the same kids that drink like fucking like Capri Sun and shit would then like pop up and then be like, yo, cup stack. And they turn their caps backwards and then like stack cups up and down. And you're like, I want that.
So Matt, like the epitome of cool to you was somebody who drank Capri Sun?
Yeah, I was in third grade once. So, yeah, absolutely.
So Taylor's a competitive cup stacker. And
pretty
cool. He's okay.
I mean, third in state is better than okay, Freddie.
No, that was like a prelim, you know what I mean?
So he did it.
Where they gave out medals?
Dude, no. That's what Taylor said. He came back and he was like,
full of holes.
That's what Taylor said. He came back to school and he was like, I medaled. And like, you mean you got third place? He's like, yes, but my medal's at home. It's getting polished at the...
He just means that he medaled in the competition by cheating.
Yeah. I medaled by...
I brought pre-stacked cups.
And because of that...
yeah, it's like those... Andy, it's like those decks of cards.
Of that, he got
second. The cards that are all connected, but yeah.
They were about to disqualify him, but then they're like, well, the problem is... then there
Can
would
this
only
be the whole episode? Can we just dig deeper and deeper on this fact, please?
Here's what... Matt, you were right, though. You were right. Is that he? They would have disqualified him, but here's the problem. Uh-huh. There would have only been one other kid. It's not a popular sport in the future. The end. This story brought to you by Freddie Wong.
The stat went on
Weaver.
One anecdote too long.
If y'all want to know, there might be a little weird energy this episode. This is Daddy's Nights.
Daddy's
We're recording
Nights.
This late.
Welcome
First
to Daddy's Nights.
In a long time. Yes. Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid who became a protective paladin to his spouse.
Did he drop boss kicks?
He's dropping it right now. He's not feeling like a boss right now. But... there was a time when he felt like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about that. Lincoln's only real social network that he liked was Nextdoor. And
I remember this. This is great.
Yeah, so Grant and Marco both agreed that like he can't always use his free time for soccer. Like they did have to also teach him the arts and stuff. So he had to come up with something. So Lincoln got really into painting and sculpting. Of course, all he did was paint and sculpt soccer players and his own foot and stuff like that. And he decided to start selling that stuff on Nextdoor, but he didn't want to mix business with pleasure, so he set up his own little like secondary account called Foot King, and he would sell art.
That's
he would
good.
Sell all the cool art he was doing of like paintings and sculptures. Never sold anything. Got a few interesting messages that made Grant and Marco take him off Nextdoor. You know, Link's actually a pretty good painter, is what I'm saying. At the end of the day,
but only feet.
Well, soccer poses.
Well, you know what's funny is like
close up shots of feet kicking
you
soccer
know, like,
balls.
A lot of artists will study like the hands.
Yeah,
like, you'll see like you know their hand, and then his is just like big old nubby toes.
It's like studying. It's like studying a samurai sword. It's like his weapon.
No, it's not.
I need to know. I need to be able to draw my foot from memory.
Yeah, like the back of my foot.
I'm so interested in what like the Nextdoor messages might have been because like, every like, time was... I go on Nextdoor, it's like, what was that noise?
No, it been like,
has anybody
been like,
seen that foot?
I've been like Foot King here. A few new pieces. You know, if you want to buy them, that's cool. Just a couple dollars a piece, just to help me get my next soccer ball. Just come to.
I have a soccer ball at my house. Why don't you come over alone to my house with a soccer ball? I'll get you a soccer ball.
And then you put them up. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Will. Oak. He's a perky, peppy, chipper, cheery school spirit mascot.
Not the last two episodes, that's for sure.
No, he was not, but, you know, we'll see how this episode goes.
He's a Downer Debbie.
Downy Debber, dummy, doofus, school, depressed, ruin the world kid. Fun fact about Normal this week, continuing with the hot glue gun motif from last week, we learned about Normal's high-quality trigger discipline and his instinctual knowledge of the hot glue gun. I also would like to take this opportunity to reveal that Normal always keeps that thing on him this whole time.
Wait,
he's been
strapped
with a hot glue gun. God.
But I'm plugged in, so it's just a glue gun.
It's a cold glue gun.
A battery-powered one.
That's called the safety.
That's the safety. Yeah, he's got it. It's the cord is wrapped up. He's ready to plug it into an outlet and get to glue town on a moment's notice.
It's about 4 minutes to heat
about
up.
About 4 minutes notice. Like Chow Yun-Fat's friend in The Killer, he always keeps one glue gun stick in the chamber for either his enemy or himself.
Wow.
I love it.
Either for his enemy's crafts or his own crafts. Yeah.
Hi, I don't play anybody. Wait, okay. Hi, I'm Beth May, first of all. That's important information. And then I play Scary Marlowe, who's a goth punk seeker of darkness. He's not like the other warlocks. Oh. Fun New Year's fact about Scary is that she doesn't have a New Year's resolution because she looked up the definition of a resolution, which is a firm decision to do or not to do something. And decided it was too resolute, you know? It's like too firm. There's like not enough wiggle room.
So cool.
Because she wants to be able to maybe do something and maybe not do something. So, the idea of resolving to do something is, pretty childish, honestly.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
Sup, Daddy-o.
And
this episode set in 1955. Those cool cats.
My dad fact is, longtime listeners will know, my quest to write for the most unsung art forms in human expression.
Yes.
Video games, comics, porn, and wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I've done video games and comics, and I just need to do porn and wrestling. And a porn site reached out.
yes, that's right.
Yes.
Reach around, if you will.
Porn site.
They didn't like my writing, but they loved my dick.
Yeah, it turns out, my dad fact is I'm quitting to do porn.
Can you imagine watching so much porn that a porn site reaches out?
Dude, you gotta calm down. You gotta stop.
These alleys make money while you do this.
You're drinking water, right? But yeah, they reached out, and if everything goes well, then I will write a porn for Say Uncle, and I'll let everybody know when it comes up. But they sent me a care package in the meantime.
What was in that care package?
Well, one was a book of porn, which was great.
Oh, wow.
A book of porn?
A book of porn.
Yeah, I know. It was just a bunch of really tasteful
right,
photos.
There was books of porn.
Of dudes railing each other. The care package
just
had like...
picturing Gaston being like, there's no pictures.
They sent me a bunch of lovely things in terms of like, it was like lube, condoms, like all the normal sex stuff. But then they also included electrolytes, which I feel is
that's
extra
really
thoughtful.
Nice.
Really
charge lemonade in there? Or,
Anthony, can I ask...
Our sponsor, Liquid Death.
In terms of like scenario, do you have any thoughts? Or are you going to just like
I've already written the script.
Ooh.
I've just been waiting. I wrote it on spec. I've just been waiting for somebody to come to me and then come on me.
Did you happen to write anybody you know into it?
You know that Anthony's move on the scripts is that he'll just put in placeholder names that are just people
I know,
he knows.
Just knows.
We're gonna Matt Arnold.
We're watching. It's going to be like Matt Arnold walks into the door.
Anthony, use our names, dog.
Please don't.
I won't. They did actually say, like, we did a Dungeons & Dragons scene once, and people were really upset because we rolled D6s instead of D20s. So make sure you don't do that. And I was like, oof,
that'll take me out of that. Come on.
He's supposed to
not How about some fucking respect for the craft? Huh? How about a little bit of research?
I thought you meant that they had rolled a 6, so it like wasn't as good of a cum shot as
Oh no, it's out
Shit.
Of focus!
You just invented something really good.
Because we've all done that. We've all been like, I kind of rolled a 7
on that. Yeah, that was a mid-8 roll.
Yeah.
I've never critical failed.
I have.
When we last left the group, you had basically gotten all the daddy magic that you needed to send Dude back to their home dimension.
And we won.
And you won, and everything was fine. Except As Norman was talking to Sparrow, it turned out that Sparrow was once again Willie in disguise. Willie put the collar on a dude that said, do whatever Willie Stampler says. Normal then, in attempting to take dude to a plane where Willie could not get, used, what was it, plane jump? Demiplane.
What is it called?
Plane shift.
Demiplane is to Will like darkness is to Freddy.
Yeah. I'm always trying to get people in new planes and it's never worked out once. Never once has the plane shift boded well for me.
So yes, he plane shifted Willie and dude and Lincoln and himself to heaven because Willie can't get to heaven. And then right after doing that, Norma realized,
he got to
heaven because I brought him there. So Willie ran into heaven, closed the door behind him, and heaven went dark. So
they say Norma might be the chosen one. Never said what he was chosen for.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have been chosen to fuck everything up.
That's true.
So I guess
are we the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Party is currently split. Taylor and Scary are on Old Earth in Oakvale with Henry, Larkin, Sparrow. Link and Normal are in heaven in line to a now closed heaven. What are you going to do?
Where do we want to start? Matt, should we start?
Feels like you two got to start. You're in heaven, dog.
All right. Who should start, me or you, Matt?
Oh, no. Dungeons and Daddies Nights is bad.
Oh, God. Oh, it's bad. Oh, no. Whoa. Okay. All right, Anthony, so it's dark, you were saying?
Heaven went dark. The gates of heaven went dark. Like, if you didn't think there were lights inside heaven, when the gates closed, all the clouds, the big white clouds that you saw above heaven turned into storm clouds. And lightning starts striking and everything seems a little bit darker and wrong because somebody who was not supposed to get into heaven got into heaven.
Angels.
Yeah. Angels, help.
You gotta call the fucking cops, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a dolphin and everything, bro.
Well, they were all stuck inside, though. Flippy and Flapper and whatever they were called.
What were their names, Matt?
Flippy, Flapper, Blowhole, Porpy.
Porpy?
Porpy and Blowhole. They're cops.
I need to go and rewrite my script. You see an angel arise from within heaven, but as it gets closer, you notice something is wrong with it. It's, you know, it's a big burning eye with like wings coming off of it.
It's burning now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were always burning, you know, biblically accurate angels were always kind of on fire. Okay.
They were burning red, but with clear eyes now.
Wow. Actually, yeah. You know, the way clear eyes works where they show you the little like weird red tendrils in your eyes. It's got those, but those tendrils are purple. So the eye is all fucked up as it approaches you and it's like flying through the air in this kind of a sickly way and it hovers in front of you.
Actually, Normal, last time I asked a question, it ate me. And I don't know if we should.
Okay.
There's a bad guy in heaven.
Hey.
Call the big guy.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's God. Yeah. Dude, rise. Did we do it?
If we do, I'm going to
do an arcana roll to see if I can clock whether this means that God is also under the possession of the dude. I got an 8.
You got an 8? No way of knowing.
Okay, well, okay.
The angel blinks over both of you at the same time. You for a moment are sharing the infinite darkness that is at the inside of the angel's pupil. And you feel the wetness on your waist as it blinks on top of you.
Blink, is this what it was like last time?
Yeah, but it's less lonely.
Well, that's nice.
Well, because it was just like it was internal darkness, but like you're here now, so yeah. It's cool.
Okay, well, that's
not cool, like it's scary. But
I mean,
like,
yeah, but like that's nice that there's two of us and we're up here.
As you're getting blinked on, you hear the sound of a door opening and then slamming in the direction of the door to heaven. And the angel opens its eye and removes itself from your bodies. And you can see now that all the dolphins that were in the accounting area have been kicked out of heaven. And they're all going,
Flapper, Grillmaster.
Grillmaster.
Gilly.
Grillmaster.
I'm like, Link, okay, those are your dolphin buddies, right? Okay, maybe they can like, okay, look, we just need to regroup. I know that this is kind of my fault, and the first time was kind of my fault, and you guys gave me a very light, nice speech last time about how it wasn't my fault, but it feels like this is definitely my fault, so I kind of want to fix it.
It's all here. We'll talk to Chester's the head of them. Chester. What went down in there?
Does anybody have to speak with animals?
Huh? Yeah.
Do you?
Matt's I have to speak with these animals. They're my boys.
You know what? Fine.
Wait, what are they saying?
So you may remember that when you were in heaven briefly, there was a throne, that an empty throne that you never investigated in any way.
Dog.
Willie is sat upon the throne and is now in charge of heaven. So he's basically God. And he's got dude at his side. And he kicked out all the dolphins and he's corrupted all the angels. So now they're basically doing his bidding.
But you're all safe?
Yeah.
Julia got out?
Julian?
Your wife. Just Julia, my favorite dolphin.
Yeah. Julia got out. Here she is. Hey, what's going on? He's told me so much about you. Porpy has. Or Chester.
Chester.
Chester has.
Porpy.
Porpy also told me a lot about you. Porpy's a friend with benefits. Things are real weird up here in heaven.
Yeah, dolphins don't like they.
Yeah, you think dolphins got married? They're dolphins.
Their marriage is like not like some people's. But not a lot of people.
Normal's like, why would you look at me when you said that?
I'm talking to you. I don't know.
We're in a five-person marriage, Link.
Oh, yeah.
Who are we to be throwing shade at?
No, I'm not throwing judge. I was explaining. I don't judge. I've never judged Chester.
Oh, I just realized you're all widows and widowers.
Well,
widows and widowers is the sequel to Dungeons & Dragons. Okay.
So he's God. So Willie's God.
Dolphins, like... Is he done? Is he okay? Like, is it pretty much over? Like,
so as you ask that, a horde of angels arise out of heaven's gates and they spread across the sky. Then armies of angels, hundreds of angels spread across the sky, and you can see them blink and portals appear in front of their eyes, and they go through the portals and you can't tell to where.
Normal.
But they seemingly armies of angels are heading all across the multiverse. And Porpoise goes, no. He's going to get rid of anybody who might pose a threat to him.
You know what? I'm done talking to you, Chester. You never gave straight answers. Julia, you always talk straight.
I always talk straight. That's what I'm the straight talk express. That's what they call me.
What happened to the actual big, like, is the other god dead?
God left a long time ago.
What?
We never knew to where.
Well, who was running the place?
Nobody. The inmates were running the asylum. You know, humans were just doing human stuff and we were doing our best to keep it together.
But like the good humans were doing it. Oh, no, because we...
No, good humans are just sitting around in the spaghetti bathtubs and shit and hanging out in their own personal heavens. It's been up to the clerks and all the, you know, the faculty, which is us. We were the ones keeping the wheels turning. We were greasing the bureaucracy, and now we're gone. So it's just going to be whatever the hell Willie feels like doing. So nobody can get into heaven now because the gates are completely locked.
Where are you all going to go?
Well, I don't know. Do you have a place we could crash?
I mean, we got, like, a lot of water below... You want to just go there?
I can't if we wait here 8 hours. I can cast plane shift again and bring eight of you back, and I suppose I could just sort of slowly bring back all the dolphins
or can
to
we go,
Earth.
Yeah, or can we go through like the portals? Like, we gotta get back to Taylor and Scary.
So as you say that, we'll cut back to Taylor and Scary.
Hey, Scary, this is just a fact I was just thinking about. Did you know that dolphins don't have gills? So if you name the dolphin Gilly, it makes no sense. Anyway.
Well, nobody would ever name a dolphin Gilly.
I know.
That's silly. It's silly Gilly. Fuck me. Okay, we gotta find a way to either
Where did they go? Lark, yeah. Sparrow.
Yes. Yes.
Now is the time. This is truly dire situation.
So Sparrow
arm me with the greatest sword you have.
So Sparrow's coming up to you holding the back of his head, which has a big old bump on it because Willie knocked him out to take his visage.
Oh, dude, are you okay?
He goes, no, I'm not okay. My son's missing. My son's in heaven now and with the most dangerous man in the world.
Okay, you don't have to snap at me like my
sorry,
stomach
I'm not. It's
too.
Just nervousness runs in the family. And this is
all
how
right,
I express
everyone,
anxiety.
We've officially got it. This is Henry, by the way. We've officially got a crisis on our hands. So the first thing I'm going to need you all to do is breathe.
Oh, is this guy fucking serious?
Yes, I am, young lady.
Do that,
I'm
do
quite
that,
serious.
Do the exercises.
You know,
it's important to center your jutsus.
Lark goes, Jesus Christ, enough with the breathing. We need to come up with a plan.
Yes, I agree.
We can plan once we're able to clear our minds.
Thank you, young man. Sparrow goes, this kid's got a good head on his shoulders.
Sparrow goes, the mere fact that you said that proves that you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's your opinion, and once again, it's wrong, but...
I forget, whose fault is it that, like, this guy is out again?
That would be, it is kind of Normal's fault, unfortunately, but I feel like he's going through a lot right now, so we should, you know, we need to respect the journey that Normal's on.
That was meant to be a dig at you guys, because I thought you guys killed him, but then, you know, here he is again. Actually, I guess it's my fault that he's out, so never mind anyways.
Well,
so.
It's okay. We all have our part to play in this, and we all have our part to play in fixing it. So I think, actually, one of the things that Lark was right about is that we should figure out what we're doing.
The sky opens up, and a dozen angels with purple, what would you even call them? Lightning strikey bolty thingies. Sclera. With purple sclera.
I don't even know why. Yes, the white outer layer.
Yeah, with sclera dyed purple and horrible, descend on Oakvale, blinking with horrifying intent. And one of them heads straight for Henry and tries to engulf him with its pupil.
I cast Protection from Good and Evil.
Okay.
covers your bases, really.
So the spell ends, one willing creature you touch is protected against certain types of creatures, aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead.
Okay, so you use that on one person?
Yeah, I'll use it on Henry.
Okay. The angel tries to absorb Henry through its eye, just like it's absorbed other people. But the second it comes up against Henry, boing, it gets like repelled by some sort of other natural force.
Like two magnets
repelling against each other. It can't do anything. But two more angels come down and target Lark and Sparrow. And they...
Why are they going after you guys?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Lark and Sparrow are going to roll dexterity to see if they can dodge. All right. So Lark saves, but Sparrow does not. So Sparrow gets slurped up into the eye of an angel. And Lark goes, brother! And holds his arm out for Sparrow and tries to hold on as hard as he can. But the angel begins to lift up. And Lark is still holding on to Sparrow's arm as they begin to lift upward.
Okay. What would you like to do? Something?
Yes.
Okay. I need to figure out what I want to do. It's a big angel. It's flying into the air right now?
Yeah, the one that has Lark and Sparrow is flying upwards.
Oh.
Do we get the idea that it's going towards heaven?
Yeah, well recognized.
I mean, should we just go with it? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I guess this might be our transport. Wait, yes! That's great! All right, everybody, hang on. And I'm going to cast reverse gravity.
Oh,
what?
On everyone. Well, actually, this spell reverses gravity in a 50-foot radius, 100-foot high cylinder centered on a point within range. I'm assuming that the angel's directly above us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast reverse gravity to yeet us all up to the angel so we can grab onto it.
Okay, so that yeets you up to the angel. Go ahead and give me a dexterity roll or athletics or acrobatics to grab onto Lark or the angel itself, one of its eyelashes, potentially.
Yo, is this
natural
the-
one?
Oh no, Will, is it a natural one?
It is indeed a natural one.
What, do we just witness the death of Henry as he flies into space?
Yeah, Henry goes all the way past the angel, up and up and up and up until he reaches 100 feet in the air.
You know, this is an interesting physics question because hear me out. He'll reach 100 feet in the air. The momentum that he has from that fall will shoot him straight up, at which point then he'll come to a stop and then come straight back down. At which point the gravity will reverse, and he'll just kind of ping pong back and forth. No, right?
He would just go all the way to space.
So I can full on, well, because it's a 100-foot cylinder, so it stops at 100 feet.
Yeah, but the momentum will pull him up another exact 100
feet. Oh, yeah, sure. Another 100
feet. Sorry, what?
Yeah, so like if the gravity reversed for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would fall upwards
100 feet.
100 feet. And that acceleration.
But then the moment
you hit that threshold, gravity now starts pulling down on you. But you're, you know,
yeah,
so
but
you
I'm
reverse.
Going 100 feet faster.
No, well, oh, no, you're, yeah, the yeah. acceleration you would get from traveling 100 feet, which mm-hmm. is, you know, 9.8 meters per second per second, but in the other direction. But then you'd be subject to the exact same force, so you just kind of come right back down to where you started.
And then you just go back and forth. Like
so he doesn't take any falling damage is what you're
well,
saying?
I don't think that's, hold on. The spell reverses gravity in a 50-foot or a high cylinder of... All creatures that aren't somehow anchored to the ground fall upward and reach the top of the area.
Falling upward or jumping, as
Matt would
say.
Imagine it's like one of those Mario levels where they have like the gravity.
Yeah, what happens? Here's my question. What happens after you go to the top of the cylinder? You
don't splat.
How long does it say the spell lasts?
The spell lasts for 1 minute concentration.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. Is that you would go up through the 100-foot point. You go past it. And you'd fall, and you'd fall through it again, and you just kind of slowly, you just come to a gentle
you would
stop.
Get, you okay, would get to the top of the invisible cylinder and just kind of float on that boing, boing, boing.
Yeah, and if you get sucked up to the top, then you bonk your head, and in your bonked up concussy state, then you can't fucking concentrate.
My point is that you would come right back to where you started.
I like that. With a negative one, I do think it breaks concentration.
Okay.
So you're going to go 100 feet straight up.
Mm-hmm.
The momentum's going to carry you another... 50 feet, let's say.
Okay.
Well, I can give you the...
Is this how Mercedes died?
Too soon, Matthew! Too soon!
And then you're going to fall 150 feet. And I've looked up fall damage in D&D 5e,
mm-hmm.
and it is 1d6 for every 10 feet fallen. So Henry has to roll 15d6, and that's how much damage he takes.
Okay, before any of that happens, Henry turns into a bird, and...
No.
Yes!
No.
What?
That was your turn.
You broke your concentration. Yeah, you have to
have
a turn.
Turn once I'm falling, Anthony.
No, you don't. A turn is 6 seconds. You did the whole thing. And now you're falling.
Fine. Well, fine. All right. How much was it?
So it's 15d6.
Dice.
Last time he can save you.
Man, I wish Mercedes hadn't drank that charged lemonade.
Wait, were we talking about that on the podcast?
No. I'm sorry. It was
all right. That's 49 damage. Not too bad.
You're fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's like level 20, right?
All
right.
Henry crashes straight back into the ground and says, "Well, I'm out of ideas, boys."
So the angels continue to float upward. with Larkin Sparrow.
Should have turned. Wait, I casted in an area though.
Yeah.
The idea was
did you want it to affect everybody?
Yeah, because it was like all everyone was going to crap on. It was gonna
okay, everybody can try, but if you fail, you're all going to take 15d6 damage.
What?
Okay, so what am I rolling?
So you're rolling dexterity, acrobatics, or athletics to see if you can grab onto Lark as you're rocketed upwards.
10 plus 13, 23.
Okay, you're fine. You grab onto Lark's ankle very easily.
I even do a cool flip with a 23, I bet.
Sure, why not?
I bet.
You should have to roll again for the flip.
No, I know. I'm sick of the blade poses and the flips and all of the unchallenged styling.
Natural one.
I'm mad.
Natural one on the flip.
I hurt Lark. I break his ankle.
Yeah, you break Lark's ankle as you try to rip his shoe off and pull his ankle out of its socket.
And then the upper part of his body is inside the angel's eye, right?
Yeah.
So you just hear...
Oh, no, that's Sparrow is up there.
Oh, okay. Well, where's Lark up there?
Lark is holding onto his arm, which is like barely out of the pupil of the...
Oh, I see.
I got an 8.
Okay, so with an 8, you're going to fall down just like Henry did, and you're going to take 15d6 damage.
Okay.
Wait, Ken.
Freddie, do you have any way to like help somebody like with reaction?
Now, to be fair, like they have not done anything.
Yeah, you haven't taken your action
yeah,
yet.
So I feel like they should get a chance to do something.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that trying to grab onto Lark or Sparrow is not a full action. I'll say that's a bonus action. So you still have your full action to take.
I feel like one of you must have like a dex savey type like reaction.
Thinking.
There's one very memorable spell that we've talked about a lot that would probably help a lot.
Is it darkness?
No.
Oh, I can yell really loudly and then like, hey, hang on!
Jump farther! Jump higher, Scary!
I know what spell he's talking about. He's talking about spider climb.
I am.
But spiders can't fly in the air.
I used up my fucking spell slots. I literally only have one spell I can use, and it's Circle of Death.
Fred, you have nothing?
I have nothing. I could set something on fire with hellish rebuke.
You know what I'll say? I'll give you the option. If you let go of Lark, you can grab onto Scary, and then it'll have the damage between both of you instead of all of it hitting a Scary.
But these angels are heading back to heaven.
Yeah.
So supposedly, Scary, and they want to get back to heaven.
Yeah, so I go, Scary, I'll see you in heaven!
All right, so go ahead and roll 15d6, I guess, Beth.
They're like a belt or something. Oh, since he grabbed Duncan, he tried to grab her.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if he could...
Just at least try
you can like, let go, try to grab her, and then take
the... if you were hanging on...
If he hadn't done a natural one on his flip, he would have been able to...
Why did he have to flip? Will, why did he have to get mad at him for flipping?
Man, shut up! Why didn't Anthony let me turn into a bird?
I say no once in 6 years of podcasting, and this is what happens.
So wait, is my
you have to roll 15d6.
Okay? I roll 15d6. Okay.
Roll a die.
44 damage.
Okay, cool. So what does that do to you?
It damaged me 44.
Fair enough. But you're not dead.
I'm not dead. Okay. I'm okay.
We're on fire right now, dude. This is that fucking season one heat. You know what I mean?
I've come around on Dungeons and Daddies nights.
The chemistry. The fucking riffs. We're on fire, ladies and gentlemen. We're back.
Okay, Scary's see. Like, ow.
And he's like, well, young lady, it looks like it's just you and me on this side of the adventure.
The angel goes upward with Lark, Sparrow, and Taylor hanging on to it. It
Did
opens
you guys see me flip?
That's the last thing you hear as it opens a portal and then goes through the
God
portal.
God damn it. Wait, and I didn't even take my other action that I had.
What were you going to do? You said you'll answer cold death.
I don't have any spells. I was going to think of something.
Yeah, well, I'll come back and get you.
Okay, so back in heaven, you see several portals coming from hell, and you see a bunch of angels leaving hell, flying a little bit lower to the ground than they did when they were flying away. And you can also see one open up from Old Earth, specifically Oakvale, and you see Lark and Sparrow and Taylor dangling from the sky. So I'm going to have the angel rolled and see if it notices you, Taylor specifically.
Oh, that he's hanging on.
Yeah, that he's got a little boogie.
And Lark, right? Two boogies.
Yeah, he's got two boogies. Okay, so he rolled 12, which I'm going to say is enough that he can tell he's got boogies coming out of his eye.
I got boogies on my 6.
Before it hovers over the gates of heaven, past the gates of heaven, it's going to try to shake itself back and forth to like throw you off. All right, so it's going to get 11, which means that Lark has to hold on, and he got a 2. So Lark loses his grip for a second, and that's enough time for Lark and Taylor to plummet down towards the clouds that surround heaven.
Do I have any
reactions?
Oh, so
like plummeting towards us?
Yeah, I'll say you get one reaction. Yeah, they're plummeting towards you.
I'm so pissed that normal doesn't have reverse gravity. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I was thinking I could use my cunning action where I can take a bonus action to hide, and I want to hide inside.
Could you do like a Naruto run up Link? Do you know like in the movies when like the really
yeah, they're
spry
falling
guy,
and then I can like
I runs up
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, I'd like to use
it will be a very difficult acrobatics
check.
Wait.
Explain
it.
Wait, I'm on the
ground. I want to use Lark.
I want to catch you like a sweet prince.
But you might catch Lark instead. Lark is falling, right?
I don't
Lark
care about Lark. Taylor.
Okay, but okay.
But you are falling because you were attached to Lark.
But as he falls, I want to climb up his body. Like
Devil May Cry style.
Like Devil May Cry style and grab.
Okay, as I said, it's going to be a difficult acrobatics check. So go ahead and roll.
Thank you for the sound.
9 plus 13, 22.
Wow. That's a big number.
All right, I guess you do it. I was going to say 20, and then it turns out 22 is higher than 20. So you manage to successfully climb up Lark and jump and hold on to Sparrow's outstretched arm.
Lark, see you in heaven!
So Lark plummets towards...
Link was like going away for Taylor, and then he sees Taylor get up there, and Link just goes, and just turns away.
And Lark ended under the clouds.
So now normal Lark and...
So you split the party in a different way now.
So there's a three-way split now.
Yeah.
Taylor, jump down. What are you doing up there?
The angel's taking me to heaven.
Like into heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is now is now going into heaven, over heaven, and it is going to descend into heaven.
And I'm just holding onto a hand.
You were just holding onto Sparrow's hand.
Do you think Sparrow noticed that the hand changed?
yeah, I think your hand is probably smaller and more greasy than Lark's.
Yeah.
Sparrow felt Lark let go. He's like, no, Lark, don't let go. And then he got another hand. He's like, ooh, good. He
grabbed back. I caught him. Yeah. That's what he thinks. Okay, good.
We're
like Peter Parker saving Gwen Stacy. He's like, I did it. I got him.
Uncle Lark.
I rush up to Lark.
Lark gets to his feet. He goes, normal, you're okay.
You're okay. You're okay?
You're okay.
We're scary.
You're okay.
Okay, good. We're scary.
Scary's
Where's Henry?
Back.
Where's Dad?
They're back on Oakvale.
Why did you take Scary?
I didn't have much of a choice. I went after Sparrow. I tried to save Sparrow.
Wait,
Sparrow's dad's in that eyeball?
No, Dad's back in Oakvale.
My dad, not your dad.
Yes, your dad is in that eyeball.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you just, what's happening down there? You just left a kid down there.
What was his name? Clementine? It wasn't Clementine. The dolphin. See name?
Oh, Chester?
Chester.
Come
thank
on.
You. So Chester.
Come on, Matt!
Sorry that I'm not a studied student of your fucking dolphin deep lore. Your fucking Warhammer 40K wiki level
fucking Chester.
Web Chester of relationships Jeremy. Between Chester and his wife Lydia and their polyamorous
Julia.
Friend Borby.
Fucking disrespect to the fucking king and queen of the heaven dolphins.
Hey, Anthony, this is like rolling a D6 in a D&D themed porno, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you got me. Chester goes, g-g-g-g-g-g-g, which translates to you, Link, as this is what I said was going to happen. Willie is trying to get rid of all the people who might pose a threat to him.
Okay, well, wait, so why is he bringing Taylor in there?
Lark's like, Taylor just jumped up and joined us. I don't think they were going for Taylor.
Okay.
Wait, this is a classic. This is really bad, right? This is just like when the lacrosse team was like, we're going to steal signs from all the other lacrosse teams. We're going to learn all their moves, right? But then like, it didn't work because all they did was piss off all the other teams and then everyone had it out for us. All Willie is doing right now is bringing everyone that has a grudge against Willie closer to him, which means everyone we need to help stop Willie, and I point dramatically to heaven, is on the other side of those gates.
Okay, well, who's that?
You know what else is on the other side of those gates?
Huh?
The products and services that we offer to our listeners.
Fuck.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile.
I'm tired of living in a state of denial. I gotta get engaged.
It's time to get married, everybody. Yeah. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a gift. It's probably pretty good, one would hope. And you get to see the look on their face when they open it. Now, the hard part, finding the right piece.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you from buying the ring you want now while you're waiting to find the man that you need. Later, right?
Yeah, this is absolutely what I should be doing.
Yeah, just buy the ring you want now.
Figure out how to get the perfect piece at the best price, Beth. BlueNile.com. Thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below retail.
Wish I could find thousands
retail.
Of independently graded men, am I right?
Peace of mind with every purchase. You ain't getting that on Hinge. With some of the highest quality standards in the industry, not even Raya can keep up with that. Whether you want to make a classic statement.
You know what they say about online dating, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
Whether you may want to make a classic statement by gifting a white gold tennis bracelet. That's a...
White gold? White cocaine?
A tennis bracelet?
Ooh.
Like in Challengers.
Like in Challengers, yep.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Or maybe...
Just like in Challengers.
Yep.
Sapphire and diamond hoop earrings.
Beth, let's start
bracelets.
By finding one guy before it's too
high.
No,
I need two. And they need to make out with each other, too.
Blue Nile jewelry experts can help you find the perfect gift for... What is it? A throuple situation? What is it? Is it Jewels and Gym? Like, what is Challengers? What was it?
It's kind of like a combative throuple.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The dream, right?
Yeah.
What jewelry will I need to buy to make the two boys kiss?
Well, you know, you could ask Blue Nile's experts because they're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. What are some expected or unexpected challenges you might encounter when shopping for jewelry gifts? Well, first and foremost, when you have two tennis players vying for your attention and you're trying to make
different ring sizes.
Yep, multiple sizing, different tastes. You want to make them jealous of each other.
Yes.
If you want to recreate that famous scene in Challengers when Zendaya holds up an engagement ring and goes, which one of you kisses best? I give this one to. And the two boys kiss each other. Go to Blue Nile.
And also, while they're kissing each other in your hotel room, you can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. They might be locking lips and tonguing each other,
but you're not locked into a bad deal.
That's right, Beth. Hell yeah. And just in case.
Holy shit.
30-day returns. That's a big 3-0, a.k.a. a finished set in tennis. Shop Blue Nile today.
You're going to love these rings.
Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Taylor, what are you going to do?
So are we in heaven now?
The eye is descending into heaven.
Okay, so obviously I'm looking for a place I can like drop off, do a good like roll. And like
Taylor
got
himself
out.
Into like a fucking Metal Gear Solid mission in heaven by himself. This is so upsetting.
So as you descend, you see that you're descending near the throne of God, which Willie is currently sitting on, and to his right is Dude chained up in the collar, and to his left is your mom, Cassandra, who is just on her knees looking...
Like Leia.
Not like sexually like that. She's not in a bikini.
I'm talking about...
The poster.
Yeah.
Can I see if there's a way for us to talk to...
If you have a message or something, I'm sure you can.
Well, can you
text me?
Can I propose my idea of how we
Please
talk?
Please do.
Normal. I think we can talk to Taylor.
Yeah, what do you think? How?
Because we're married and love lasts... all the way to death. So if we sit down and pray and talk to our spouse, I think they'll hear us. I didn't believe in this, but this is what Uncle Daryl...
Don't we have like a walkie-talkie? I think we have
We left that in hell.
Okay.
I kneel down and I go, dear sweet Taylor, my husband, if you can hear me, give me a sign.
Roll a d20.
At 12.
So... you hear the voice of Willie inside your head go like, I'm God now. You just prayed to me, idiot.
Oh, shit.
This is why I didn't send any angels for you, because you guys are chuckle fucks.
We're coming. We're going to kill you.
Uh-huh. Click.
Don't do that. You can talk to Willie if you do that. Normal.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Dear Willie, frick you, man. Frick off. P.S. You suck and stink and are bad, and I don't like you very much, and I don't respect you.
The following God's voice mailbox is full.
No!
Damn. Yes!
Could God create a mailbox so small even he couldn't check it?
Yeah.
Back to Metal Gear Solid, sorry.
Yes, back to Taylor. So as you descend, you see...
Hold on, so just a quick question. So when you get up into heaven... Sorry, this is a little bit of heaven lore that I'm trying to just understand. A little Christ talk.
I don't think that has anything to do
your
with
name.
Christ,
right?
Has nothing to do with what's happening now, Freddie.
Okay, but like your name is like recorded somewhere, right? Like, how
yes,
do they
that's
know?
What all the dolphins were taking care of in the paperwork ocean.
Okay, here's my idea. I'm just gonna say my idea here really quick. I'd like to make a soft landing in the paperwork ocean.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll acrobatics. At all, you know.
Okay, so you're going to try to avoid getting
near the throne. You're going to have to perform a halo jump to get into the soft paperwork ocean.
Oh, do you remember that last time we had talked, Link told you all that Chester had talked about how there's a passage from the paper area straight to the throne room so that he could give messages to God.
I mean, that is the way I designed the map, so it's not cheating.
Hell yeah. I called it.
Okay, you know, there's like, there are a lot of videos coming out now of like divers from China who are really good at diving. This is a natural 20 plus 13. 30.
You got a natural 20?
Natural 20 on this acrobatics.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So describe what happens.
So I go, and I do the basically the dive from GoldenEye from the off the dam. And then when I go into the water, it's just like a single piece of paper. It just goes.
Yes, so you are completely unseen by any of the angels that are coming in.
You drown.
And you are within the ocean of paperwork.
Now, here's my question. What would I need to roll slash is my 20 good enough to get me? I want to find my name.
Of course. It's literally an ocean. So it's the size of, you know, the Pacific Ocean. It would take you some time to find your name. It would take at least a couple of perfect natural 20 rolls.
Okay. So like way out of line here.
Yeah. If you had an unlimited amount of time and way more people,
you have to know why you want to find your name, though. I have to know.
Yeah. So there's no dolphins here, though, right?
No, there's no dolphins to help you. They all got kicked out. If there were dolphins here, they could find it easily.
With echolocation.
Nice.
Wait. Okay. I will say, I don't know how we'd make this work, but I have a spell called Locate Object. But I'm on the other side.
You're on the wrong side.
But wait. Before you pray help to me, if you pray, Willie will hear what you say.
Will, before you help him. Before you help him. Find out what it is he's trying to do.
Yeah.
You've played this long enough.
I agree.
I trust Freddy. I feel bad because I made him fucking roll for that flip and it ruined everything. So like,
it didn't ruin everything. He's
having
now.
A great time. He's in heaven.
Oh wait, yeah, he is. Yeah, fuck you, Freddy.
He's like, what who made
it? Here's my thought. The bracelet says, listen to whatever Willie Stampler says.
Mm-hmm.
If I found my name in heaven's logbooks and changed it to Willie Stampler, I could give commands to dude. How would I change my name in the books of heaven? I figure I cross it out, I put a new name in, and I initial it like a legal document.
I would make you roll Arcana for it, but I like that idea.
Yeah, okay.
You have to get confirmed.
It's got to be notarized.
You have to change your confirmation.
That's fine. Well, you throw hoops in front of me, but this is what I'm thinking, which is like, that's a loophole. You know what I'm saying?
I like the
loophole. Respect the game. That was
wait,
that's
is
good
Willie
idea.
Stampler rounding up every other guy named Willie Stampler?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's like the one, yeah.
Dude, like King Herod? Yeah.
Every other Willie Stampler has been, so it's off screen, so you're not knowing what's happening, but yes, there is a plan for every other Willie Stampler.
Your parents are dead.
Made sure to get rid of him.
This is a guy being like, you want a ticket for, oh God!
Oh God! And then an angel just sucks him up right in front of him. His family's crying and shit.
God.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Stampler, it's been 3 days. You have to put some name on this baby's birth certificate. Well, honey, we should name it after my dad or your dad. Let's do your dad, babe. Willie
said,
no.
There's one guy who goes like, but so I know my bill. Right.
So how long does protection for good and evil last?
Up to 10 minutes. Concentration.
Okay, so I think we should cut back to you and Henry for a minute just because...
Yeah.
Henry has 10 minutes to figure out what to do before this thing is going to absorb him anyway.
Okay. Well, my grandson and both my sons are in heaven right now. Young lady, I always like to hear, and Henry just kind of sits down on the ground next to you. And he's like, I always like to hear what the younger generation thinks.
Oh, my God.
You know, what do you think we should do?
Okay. Well, you know, normally I don't really care what olds think, but like, how did you kill this guy?
Oh, Willie. Well, we kind of didn't. I mean, he was like, we tricked him and we put him in a little room and we closed the door. Mm-hmm. It was sort of the most peaceful way of doing it, you know? And it worked for a really long time. I don't know who let him out, though.
Yeah, about that. Maybe you should have killed him is my point there.
Mm, okay, well, that's very wise, you know? Well, I don't know if it's wise. Things, you know,
it's very based of you.
It's very, it's either based or cringed. I don't know which one that is.
Cringed?
It's either cringed or it's based. So, all right, okay, well, let's see what we have at our disposal. I got about 10 minutes here until that thing comes back for me. So we should figure out a way to get you, young lady, up there with your friends.
I mean, if those angels are doing Willie's bidding, maybe we can just ask him.
Ask him what?
Well, I have this like hat and he told me not to contact him anymore with it, but I used to be kind of like, you know, connected to him or whatever. So like I could just be like, take me to heaven and maybe he'll say yes.
Ah, that seems so like to take you into heaven.
to take you. Okay, I don't love that plan. I gotta say, it seems risky, but I guess we're in a pretty risky situation. Yeah, I guess it might be worth a try, and then maybe you get the rest of. I don't know. I don't know what we should do. Hey, Dad, what do you think we should do?
Oh, you're quite the pickle, aren't you, son? Well, if I was you, I probably would have killed him, as you mentioned before. Scary, so good hindsight on that there. I think if you tried to talk to him in your sleep, probably nothing bad would happen. It's not like he can, like, psychically control you or whatever, because he would have done that before if he had the opportunity. So you can at least try to talk to him if you think you can convince him of something. But I don't know. The first thing you probably need to do is regroup with your friends, because... You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I made that up.
I was on the side.
Henry, by the way, I want to roll an insight check on Barry, because I noticed something last episode, and I want to see if I'm right. That's a 13.
So with the 13, you can tell that he is still under the control of the... I said it was a bracelet. I was wrong. It was an earrings. I forgot that you put earrings into him that basically said that he can't... It was a very detailed and loophole...
Yes, the whole timey-wimey bracelet
proof
thing. Yeah.
Thing. So he is still honor-bound to go by that, but he is bumping right up against the boundaries of what he can get away with in terms of what he considers to be helpful. Sending you back in time to see Code Purple, he considered to be helpful to your relationship as a family, for example.
Oh, this is too meta. I noticed something, but I don't think Henry noticed it, so I don't know if I can say it or not.
Well, what is
that character?
I was reviewing the game tape, and every time we were talking to Barry... Anthony would say that man with the long beard, but he never said that it was Barry. So I feel like there might be a switcheroo going on there, but I don't know how to probe this out.
There's not a switcheroo.
Okay, all right.
But I like what you were thinking.
I'm going to roll an insight on Anthony.
Anthony, if he's lying.
Nice.
Got it. 11.
So if we do nothing, the angels are going to take Henry into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good.
And then I'll just hold
be
on.
By yourself in the milk, man.
And I'll just be by myself. Here, talking to myself.
That's true. Young lady, I can bring you into heaven. You know, that's probably the best way. We could kind of do what they did. Do you have like a spell or anything that could help you like be attached to me?
No, but I have these, sometimes I play backup keeper, so I have these gloves that are pretty adhesive.
Okay. We can work with that. And we'll use some sap from that tree. And I run over to get the stickiest sap I can find from a tree so that Scary can glue her hands to Henry's Birkenstocks so that she can go to heaven with Henry.
That can happen. I would also like to remind you that you have items that you got in the past from Daddy's HQ, at least one of which I think could probably be helpful at this point.
Okay, what was the item? What was it? Who remembers?
I'm the last person
to look
at.
There was the Lego sword.
We left the Lego sword.
Oh, the boots.
What are the boots?
The boots of levitation.
Oh, well, gee whiz, that would have been helpful about 5 minutes ago. What size are they?
I also see we have Zine of Truth. Ask Anthony to explain, please.
That was your note?
Oh, that was your note?
Yeah, that's what
yourself.
I wrote down, yeah.
Great.
Well, yeah, put the boot on.
Okay, I put them on. I suit up.
Okay. I guess we're just going to wait for the angel. Man, this is pulse-pounding Dungeons & Dragons.
The angel is just staring at you, blinking slowly for 9 minutes and 59 seconds.
So Willie is trying to get people that he feels threatened by to heaven?
Yeah. I guess Taylor can see this from where he is. Taylor, you
there's
see...
There's a big TV of the throne
cut
room.
Back
it's like, you know what it is? It's like in the operas or like plays, they have the TV in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have a throne. You know what I'm saying? If you're a guy, you have a big
throne. Yeah, he wants everybody to see what he's doing. Yeah. So you can see that he's got... Grant Wilson, Terry Jr., now Sparrow, and then your mom, who's separate from them. But you can see him saying some stuff you can't make out. It's definitely smarmy. It's shitty. And he
Taylor looks to the right at the sign language interpreter who's doing the feed of the video.
So the sign language interpreter says, so here's what he's saying. You guys almost got me, and your parents almost got me. So I'm just going to make sure that you can't ever do that ever again. So I'm going to be nice about it, though, because I could just send you straight to hell. I could turn you into nothing. I could do whatever the fuck I want with dude here by my side. I could turn you into atoms. But instead, I'm going to do for you what you and your parents did for me. Several doors appear behind your parents, just like the doors that people's personal heavens are made out of. And they open up, and inside there is just a little 4x4 cell, almost exactly like the demiplane that Willie was thrown into. And Willie nods at dude, and dude lashes out with his tentacles and slaps them all into their respective demiplane prison cells and closes the doors and locks them. And then the doors go back down into the clouds and disappear.
I want to roll just real quick insight on what's my mom.
Okay, go ahead and roll insight.
I squint hard at my mom. Natural one. I squint so hard that I give myself astigmatism.
Sure. Yeah, you squint so hard that the sign language interpreter dies and now you can't tell what else is happening in the conversation.
Damn.
Wow. Shit.
That does mean you kill people by squinting at them, though. No.
Cool. Yeah, if you ever want to look at somebody and you get a natural one, you will be able to kill them. I'll say that for the rest of the fucking campaign.
Okay, shit. All right. That's
good.
Okay, so back on, this is just like the end of Phantom Menace, dude, just leaping around from one plot to the
other. Wait, what is Taylor going
to
do?
Well, yeah, let's go back to Henry and Beth real quick.
Okay, okay.
Okay, all right. Young lady, so I think what we should do is, because we don't know where, well, actually, you know what? Could you, yeah, this could work. I think you should go talk to this Willy guy, because then we can figure out what he's doing and where everybody's going, and then we'll know if we're walking in, I don't know, like, do you know what I mean?
Scary puts on the sleeping cap.
You fall asleep and instantly see Willy Stampler with his back to you, and he, like, turns around like, what? You heard about what I'm doing, and you're going to try to talk me out of it, or blah, blah, blah. What's up?
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I would never do that. I just feel kind of like left out of the master plan, you know? I know we had our differences in the past, but I'm ready to be truly evil and get this thing started. And you know, what's weird is if you really considered me a good henchman, I think you would have had me up there with you. So I just feel like, damn, I really let you down and I want to prove myself.
Roll deception with, I'm going to say disadvantage, because you've done a lot to show that you were against Willy by this point.
10.
Yeah, so with the 10, he saunters up to you and kneels and he goes, you really were something special, Scary. You reminded me a lot of myself when I was younger. You know, you were driven, you didn't care about other people, and you were smart. But that came to an end the second that you decided to stand against me and with your dumbass friends. And you were a real, real disappointment. You broke my heart, kid. But let me just say, with all the love of my heart, you are never getting to heaven. Willy Stampler forever. 2010. Fucking peace out.
You know, it's weird because you're talking about the love in your heart, but I don't think you love anyone. So, like, how come you're so obsessed with love? Like, with people loving you, like Ron, Terry, me, like, all you want is someone to worship you. And, like, I would know because I've been there, you know? But I think if I remind you of, you know, you, maybe you just want some attention. I mean, yeah, love or whatever. And I'm sorry that you want that attention. I'm sorry you thought you could get it, you know? Because you're truly despicable and ghoulish and a worthless piece of fried garbage. And I can't wait for my friends and I to kill you.
Good luck.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, and then automatically invests your money for you.
You ever seen a big squirrel?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Beth, I felt like a big squirrel when I was using Acorns when I was squirreling away my paycheck money away into investments. It's very easy to use.
The Rock uses
sometimes,
it.
The Rock uses it.
Sometimes I see a squirrel so big, I'm like, is that dangerous?
Acorns was great because I think a lot of people have a lot of questions about how the stock market works. It made it very, very simple. It was a very simplified way of getting into it. It divides things up, and the portfolios that are pre-built are just like, yeah, sound portfolios. Head to acorns.com/dungeons or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client's testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote a few important disclosures at acorns.com/dungeons. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Broker services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by him.
Boing!
Boing. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy.
What is?
Wait, what?
Why was it if your sex life is not important and you're pretty free?
Well, You may not have the time to go to the doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction, but through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. The dream! Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
Do they have Flintstone versions?
Wish I had a generic alternative to my wife.
I'm pretty sure that Hanna-Barbera.
Dude, I want whatever Barney Rubble's eating. That guy, that guy's
got
to go.
You see, they got so much energy that they could drive a car with their feet. The process
dude,
is
Barney
simple.
Barney was punching above his weight limit, like 100%.
That's true. He didn't skip leg day, dude. He had thighs, dog. Barney could grip me between his thighs any day of the week.
The process is simple. It's living.
Process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site. The medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed if ED is getting you
down. Dude, Barney probably wears that, just like that long shirt so that he could just like roll it up at any time. His dick is right there. That's why he's wearing that long shirt.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted him subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies.
Get as hard as the Stone Age.
Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And he snaps his fingers and you wake up.
Quick question.
There he's gone. He got sucked up, I think. No.
Now here I am by myself, talking to myself.
Quick question. During that, what did I see? What is happening on this side?
His eyes rolled back into his head.
Okay, so he just stands there and like kind of is like,
okay. He goes into a trance state.
Okay. So he's like actually still then.
Yeah.
Oh, so we know a crucial piece of information.
So just keep the hat on at all times. Is that what you're saying, Anthony?
I'm saying he can probably choose whether or not, you know, he wants to go see Scary.
Still, good to know.
But yeah, it's definitely an option if you could find a way to do something in the dream world.
Cool.
So, protection from good and evil wears off. The angel who's been very patiently waiting by you goes over to Henry.
She's like drooling, but it's like tears, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fucking foaming at the mouth, ready to absorb this boy.
Henry, I can't say the conversation went really well.
Oh, that's too bad. That's okay. You tried your best, though. You know?
Slorp. The angel absorbs Henry into its iris and starts moving upward. Scary's hand is, I'm going to say with the 10 minutes you had, you don't even have to roll for it. Like, you really did zap yourself to his feet and the boots of levitation.
His shoes, Henry's feet. You don't want to get anywhere
near
them.
Yeah, I'd probably roll some damage for that.
No glue can actually adhere to it. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, you ascend up into heaven and
it's like a duck, just oil everywhere.
So as I made Taylor do,
beat up on it like Rain-X yeah. on a windshield.
As I made Taylor do, once the angel goes back through a portal to heaven, it's going to maybe notice that it has a boogie on itself and it's going to roll. Got a natural one, so it has no idea that it has a boogie attached to
it. It was so thrown off Henry. By the fact that I had to wait 10 human minutes for this guy.
Yeah. And also the person holding onto him is completely weightless because of the boots of levitation. So
nice.
The angel heads over heaven.
Scary.
Taylor, you can now see them all.
Oh.
Taylor made it to the other side.
Scary!
Yeah, I'm here.
We're not here.
I'm here.
I start waving.
Scary! Do I see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you.
Are you going to come down? Are you going in?
What
are you
doing?
We're down here. We're on the other side. You going to go?
If you go over there, that's where Taylor is, and he's doing something. And if you come down here, we don't have any ideas.
Grab onto me, and we can try to get into the gates.
You're currently too high up for them to like easily jump at you.
I tried to shake off one of the boots of levitation.
Oh.
Okay, so that'll make you get heavier and pull the eye down a little bit, but you're still half, you know, supported by the boots, and like, you're not heavy enough to completely, like, these eyes are big. So you'd have to be even heavier than just your normal self to drag this thing down to the ground. Because I said that previously it could hold Lark and Sparrow and Taylor, and it wasn't like dragging itself along the ground or anything.
Can we catch it?
Well, you could drop both boots.
Oh, I could. Yeah. Sure.
If you remember, wait, who back in the day in Papa John's land, was it Lincoln Normal that was zooming around
on a cool rocket boot? That's right.
So we know
this is you're like muscle, dude.
Like muscle memory. So Link wants to grab the boots.
Okay. So the boot falls on the outside of Evan.
Yeah, I shake both boots off.
Can I roll to see if I do something cool when I get the boots?
Yeah, go ahead. Acrobatics.
Can I do athletics?
Sure.
That's a 14.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Describe something pretty cool.
Yeah, way to go, Matt.
I grab them and I put them on. I don't even have to like do that thing where I fix the back of them. They just really slipped on nice and easy.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty cool.
Oh, the rush. Incredible.
Cool. All right. Normal, hang on. Just like before.
You think of what I'm thinking?
Yeah, just like that place with all that cheese. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Isn't that when you started your mustache?
Don't remind me.
Why?
It's gone.
It can come back.
It's gone.
That's what they do.
No, it's gone.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go.
Wait, Lark's here too.
Yeah, well, whatever.
No, he's my uncle, you bitch. Come on.
We can't get all of us.
You go straight to hell.
No,
we're levitating, Anthony. We're on levitation boots now. Those are rules in hell. Anytime someone says the word bitch, like they just yeet to hell.
No, they don't really.
But if you're in hell,
if you thought
already,
that was sufficiently funny, then it would have happened. But nobody seemed to laugh at that.
All right,
it was just too sad. I was like, we've gone so far and yet so not far.
But in the end.
All right, I guess, sure, Mr. Lark. Is there a way you can? I guess.
Just hop on, Uncle.
All right, I'll do my best. And then he holds on to you guys.
Wait, should we give him one boot and then we can travel with the other boot?
No, I'm not giving him a boot.
What if Link puts on the boots and then Normal and Lark hold on to the bottom of the boots?
And then he got his other foot and put on the other boot.
So yeah, they're each holding on to one of your boots. Now, remember, the boots of levitation, I would encourage you to look at the description.
Because then they won't work the way I want them
to. No,
they don't,
because they're not. They don't allow you to keep moving. You have to be able to like anchor yourself to something. It's like being in the middle of a space station, like we were talking about.
Yes, how high can they go? Yes, they levitate. They're not flying, so they levitate some amount over something.
Scary's like holding out her hands, like, come on, grab on.
Yes, once we find out how high these go, I swear these are like
it's going to be like, here's what we need.
It's going to be like 6 feet high.
We need like...
I know it. I know these boots are like 6 feet high. I fucking remember. They're not that good, if I remember.
Yeah, in your head,
up to 20 feet.
Yeah, in your head, you wanted Iron Man, dog. You got Copper Boy.
How high up is Scary?
Scary is like
20 feet.
Scary is like 100 feet in the air at least.
Okay.
I go up 20
to
feet.
To the winds.
I'm sorry. I thought I could go higher. Oh God!
How are you guys?
Let me try harder.
Oh, guys, wait a second!
God, I can't do this. I can't even fly these boots right.
No, you're Scary. Doing great. Wait a second! I have an idea.
What?
Okay, hear me out. If Link is wearing the boots, and then I climb up Link, and Link hands me a boot. Do you see what I mean?
I see what you're trying to do. Like, yes,
it's still 20.
There's three of us. Can we like do a ladder into the sky by trading the boots?
Yes. You're going to have to do a bunch of rolls for it.
Okay. Okay. All right, Link, we've got a chance.
There's no chance. We can't do anything, man.
No, Link.
I can't do it. What's your plan?
What? You're just like, Link. Hey, look, Link.
What?
Give me an L.
A what?
Give me an L, bro.
An L?
You've had enough L's.
I'll give you one of mine. L. Give me an I.
I.
Give me an N.
N.
K. Say your name.
Yeah, that's my. I'm Link.
Are you inspired now, Link? Come on.
No,
you're
not,
the number one star striker on our team. I know it's been tough lately, but you got
to
get your head in the game.
No, do whatever you want to do. Just what do you want to do?
I roll to inspire Link.
Okay. Persuasion.
I roll not to be inspired.
I got a 19.
What do I roll?
I feel like.
You guys are opposing.
It's a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. I got a 23.
Ooh, okay. So, yeah, you do not inspire Link.
Normal's like, Link, don't you realize this is
you
like...
You don't need me to
You're the
care.
Foot king, Link.
Yeah,
you're the foot king. Oh, you know who's been buying all your foot art? It's me.
No,
you know who's been sending you those messages telling you should keep it up and you're really great at foot art and I love it so much?
You sent those messages?
I sent those messages because I believe you.
You sent those messages?
The ones that were telling me to keep it up?
Yeah. The ones that were like, hey, you should put more feet in stuff and you should like maybe like, I don't know, put feet in ice cream.
Look, okay, fine.
I don't know, ice cream's really fun online.
Normal, I want it, look.
People, let's go to cakes.
People love like sheet cakes.
Normal, I'll do, just don't try to make me, like, it's fine. Like, I can't, like, let's just do your plan.
Okay, but let's check in on this later.
I'm going to see if I can, like, weigh myself down more by casting mage armor on myself. and like bring down the eye a little bit to maybe 20 feet.
It's like the wildest like physics equation question. It's like your friend is flying 100 feet in the air at a rate of
Give me a straight D20 roll.
Okay. A 13.
So you rolled a 13, which means you're going to go down to 50 feet, let's say.
Okay. So we have to close 30 feet.
You have to close 30 feet by alternately.
And how many rounds do we have to do this? Because Scary's coming towards us, right?
Yeah, Scary's going towards you and he's going to go past you into heaven, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say.
So this is like a skyhook situation.
It's very much like a skyhook, yeah.
Essentially, it feels like you won. Sorry, I don't care. You should make it divisible by 20. And then it should just be how many times we have to do. Because each time we do, we essentially go up 20 more feet. So it should just be some number of times we have to flip-flop each other.
So Scary rolled a 13, which means she's going to descend all the way from 100 feet down to 60 feet. So if you can successfully do your levitation chain three times, you will be able to grab on her.
Okay. All right. So Normal's up first because he's...
I'm going to tell you what the rolls are so you don't think I'm bullshitting anything from now on. Okay. So what you're going to have to do is, first, the person who's giving the boot to the other person has to roll a acrobatics check to keep their balance on just one levitation boot.
Okay.
Then the person taking the boot has to roll athletics or acrobatics to climb up the other person, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to also have to then make a
dexterity
check to grab the other person.
Three rolls per flippy flop.
Per flippy flop, three rolls, yes.
And what number are we trying to hit each time?
You're trying to hit, let's say, 13.
Okay. So I got to do acrobatics first.
Well, first, since I'm touching both Lark and Link. The names are similar. Hey, you guys have similar names. You ever think about that? Sorry, I've been attention.
I've never, nope.
I'm going to cast Guidance on Lark and Link so that they can add a D4 roll to one ability check of their choice.
Okay.
So I will go first. Actually, no, you need to
do acrobatics. Yeah. I got 13.
Okay. Great.
I awkwardly pull off my shoe, one shoe, and I hand it to you.
Okay. And now I have to climb up him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's a 4.
So you fall off of Link.
Ah!
You've still got one boot on, right?
No, because you said I put the boot on at the end.
Right, I did.
Can I make a mid-air acrobatics roll to put the boot on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So we're just flying next to each other at 20 feet.
All right, that's a 10.
Okay, so with a 10, I'll say that, yeah, you are now just both next to each other 20 feet, balancing on one foot awkwardly. Meanwhile, Lark is, like, going to have to roll to hold on while all this bullshit is happening.
Normal, if you just wanted a boot, you could just ask for a boot.
He got a 10, which I'm going to say is not good enough. So he goes, well, and lets go of you and falls the way back down to the ground outside heaven.
All right.
So he goes, you know what? Just go. You can do this. Go.
All right.
I believe. Hey, Normal.
Yeah?
I believe in you.
Wow, thanks. Okay.
Wait, how tall are the walls to heaven?
Okay, so the walls to heaven are 90 feet tall.
Okay, I have an idea.
Well, Link's going to just fly towards the walls of heaven, and he's going to like...
So again, because they're levitation-based, you can't actually direct yourself.
I fly 20 feet above the ground towards the walls.
Okay.
And then when I get to the walls, Anthony, as a Destiny player, should know I'm going to do some jank platforming shit. I'm essentially just going to fucking like scoot up against the walls. And just like find every like micro little ledge
the A
and
button.
Just like fucking like, just,
like a goat on the side
up,
of a
like
cliff.
I'm skidding up the edge of this fucking wall. I'm just fucking bouncing.
Free
I'm hitting.
Soloing.
I'm grabbing every little ledge. I'm like, there's 20 feet in here somewhere. Come on, Link, you can fucking do it. God damn it. You fuck up everything. I'm just trying to get up. I'm scooting up.
Do you have a bonus because you've glitched out FIFA? So, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I'm just like putting my feet at like 45 degree angles. I'm like finding little wedges. I'm just trying to like climb up this wall with these boots.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll acrobatics for me.
19 plus 3.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, yeah, you successfully managed to Destiny 2 your way up the the fucking wall. And as you crest over the top of the wall,
come on,
you can
Normal's
see,
not hard. Just get up here. As I crest over, what do I see?
As you crest over the top of the wall, you can now see basically the same thing that Taylor can see, which is Willy on his throne. And then you also see your granddad, get thrown into another demiplane as well. So Daryl Wilson has been taken, put on his knees, and then tossed into a demiplane without the chance to say anything cool because Willy is in control.
How far am I from the...
Daryl doesn't say anything cool, but he catches fucking Link off in the distance, somehow knowing he's looking at the TV, and Daryl just like fucking takes his baseball cap and just gives a little wave. And points to him like, this one's on you, kid. And walks in.
Another angel comes in from hell and is holding Jodie Foster and Glenn Close, and they get to also do one cool thing before they get thrown into demiplanes.
Wait.
They definitely get thrown into a demiplane together, by the way. That feels like they deserve each other.
In this moment, Anthony, I know this is outside the rules a little bit, but like, can I use kind of like my like scout rogue kind of like archetype to like look at Glenn and try and get a little bit of his like persuasion riz?
Yes.
Like, so I've absorbed, you know, like maybe the time that I've spent, you know, here, I can like get a little bonus in my persuasion, maybe.
Yes. Let's say if you succeed on a nature roll, then you will be able to get, because he's Glenn, double advantage on one persuasion check for the rest
of
the game.
Got it. Okay.
Since Link just saw just one of the most confident men that have ever walked the earth, can Link just like from that pure confidence just get like a bunch of stat bonuses too from watching? Daryl, that's what we're doing.
Anthony, well, I mean, is that the thing that makes Link finally like believe in himself and give a shit?
Four plus 12, 16?
I'm going to say a 16 is good enough.
Okay, thank you.
So you see the charisma that just radiates off of Glenn Close, amplified by the fact that he's next to Jodie Foster, who has no riz, has no charisma. Oh, is that what riz? Charisma?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, the kids are really with it. Yeah.
Once, for the rest of the game, you have the opportunity to double advantage a single persuasion roll.
Okay, cool.
Or deception roll.
How far away is Scary and the Angel and Henry from the threshold of the gate?
I'm going to say you have one action left before you are over the gate.
Like, you want to drop on the top of like where Link's going to be?
No.
No. Okay. you want to team up again?
I have Mask of Many Faces, which allows me to cast Disguise Self at will without expending a spell slot. So I'm going to cast Disguise Self on myself.
What are you going to disguise yourself as?
I disguise myself as a different student from Teen High.
Margarita
Larry.
Pizza. Larry. Larry, okay.
Yeah, and Larry is a science guy, and he wears glasses.
Larry the science guy.
Yep, classic. And just very innocuous, designed to blend in.
Okay, great. Yeah, you look like the human equivalent of vanilla.
Yay.
You're like the Christmas prince.
Is that Larry?
So now, Will and Freddy, is there anything you would like to do?
Yes.
Okay. So Normal's still on the other side of the wall.
Yes. You have one.
You just saw a master get up it. So if
I
you
just
want.
Saw Link cheese his way up the wall. So what is that? I have to roll acrobatics?
Acrobatics.
Okay. All right. Normal's like, yeah, that's the spirit, Link. Yeah, you got it. I knew my speech worked. I knew you'd believe in yourself again. You're going to get over all sorts of walls in this life of ours, my friend. And then Normal's going to try to do what Link did because Link has inspired him. That's a 15.
So a 15 is good enough. You imitating your best pal, Link, maybe. You destiny to your way up the walls of heaven and manage to get onto the lip of heaven, which I assume you guys are like holding onto the lip before you like go over the top, kind of, if you want to. Or how are you?
Does the wall have like, you know, what do they call it?
No, there's no parapet or anything.
Parapet. Okay, yeah, I guess we're just hanging on it.
Okay.
Man, and then we swing our feet over and then we're like sitting on it, you know, cool, like a cover of an anime.
Yeah, we're like those construction workers. Yeah. So we're our lunch pails.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like skaters, like the lip of a bull dropping in on heaven.
Yes.
Okay, so now.
We can cut to Taylor. Taylor is in the field of paper, a gentle rustling as the paper makes cool sounds. And he's just like meditating. And then he's like suddenly quiet, no movement. But then suddenly his eyes bolt open. He's like, wait a minute. And he grabs the first piece of paper to reach.
Okay.
What's on it?
So you find the name Vincent Spellfeather, which was sent to us by Brian Holt. Thank you, Brian. So Vincent Spellfeather's information is on this piece of paper that you've grabbed.
Hear me out. I don't have to find my piece of paper to change my name. I just need to change Vincent's name to Willie Stampler, and then we persuade him to do all this stuff. I have a double persuasion bonus that I can use on this guy, and we can find anybody.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So I was like, aha!
Right,
I just need a pen.
And we need to find Vincent now.
Yeah, but we can find that. There's a directory.
Yeah, there's a directory. Yeah. That's how you found
the piece
Daryl
of paper
the first
has
time.
A directory. Yeah, lets us know where it is.
It has a filing. It's like a Dewey Decimal System for humans, dog. Right.
So let's say you've got a pen. You probably always have a pen on you.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just cross out this name, and this guy's Willie Stampler, and then I'll initial the change.
The ink is going to immediately evaporate. And go ahead and roll Arcana.
19 plus 2. 21.
So with a 21, you can tell that only Vincent Spellfeather can rewrite his own name. All right. But now you know where Vincent Spellfeather is in the Labyrinth of Doors.
Okay, great.
Who lives, who dies, who spells your feather?
I love Vincent Spellfeather in the Labyrinth of Doors. One of my favorite YA books.
I think the author's a little problematic.
Henry is getting dropped, right?
Yes.
Well, how does this work?
Henry gets dropped in front of Willie.
Okay, so wait, what does that mean? It's like the angel just like opened his yam-ya? What happens?
Yes, the angel opens its yam-ya, as you said, and Henry gets squirted out onto the ground.
Except when the angel opens his mouth, nothing comes out. Except whoever you want, Anthony, make a perception roll with probably a pretty high DC.
I think on the tower got a 19 plus 2.
Ooh. Link sees that a tiny little bug came out because Henry turned himself into a fly while he was inside the angel's belly.
I hope that works for him.
So Willie... on the throne of God is going to roll to see if he can notice that the person that he could sense specifically in another plane has come to him in the form of a bug. So I gave him a roll with advantage and he got a 14, which I'm going to say is good enough. So we can tell that the bug is
in fact
Henry.
Wait a minute, the guy's doing the rolling and checking the rolls of the same person?
Uh-oh. They found out the problem with D&D.
Oh no.
Willie goes, get him, dude. And so dude is going to lash out with one of its tentacles. And as a demiplane door opens behind Henry, dude is going to hit Henry very hard.
Do I get a chance to block?
Yes, you get a chance to do something.
Okay. I'm going to... Hold on. What's the name of that spell?
If Daryl knew he could have fought, he would have done something more than just
could have. Could have, should have, would have.
It's probably not going to work. Don't worry.
No, where is it? I had it.
That'd be pretty awesome if fucking just Henry killed Willie right now. That's the end.
That'd be so nice.
God. The inverse might happen. Willie's currently fighting a guy who's a bug.
That's his.
But you take the stats of the animal.
We did it wrong all of season one. After I lose my HP of the animal, I'm supposed to turn back into my
bad design, in my opinion.
That's not cool.
What it's too powerful.
There's no trees around, are there?
No.
That's Henry's last words.
He pops into his human form, says there's no trees around, is there? And then gets slapped into the demiplane.
Right, here's what I'm going to do. Sensing that the jig is up, and I cannot believe after all of this, I had this spell the entire time. Henry has a spell called Investiture of Wind. Which I'm going to cast.
Spell.
Wow.
That normally you gain a flying speed of 60 feet. So gonna fucking cut this episode in half.
Wait, you had a flying spell the whole time?
I am not proud of what I've done.
But you can only fly 60 feet?
Will tackle him in with you.
Oh, will he?
Tackle him in with you.
So the way that you're set up is kind of the opposite. So there's like the door, and then there's Henry, and then there's Willie. So he would have to like grab Willie, turn him around, throw him into the thing.
Okay, well,
while he's also being looked at by a bunch of angels and dude who are going to get a moment to react to whatever Henry does.
And he's God.
Oh,
yeah, and he's God.
This is easy. I get one thing to do.
Yeah.
I cast reverse gravity on dude.
Okay.
Like to beat dude into the air so that I can block the move. Do you know what I mean? Dude already did it. So I'm going to cast Investiture of Wind, and I'm going to use its other ability. Is this like a ranged attack, you would say? What is dude hitting me with?
Dude is hitting you with a melee attack. It's one of their tendrils just comes out.
Can I...
It's okay to just let Henry go away. It's okay to make the story Dungeons & Daddy Season 2 about the grandparents of the kids from Dungeons & Daddy Season 1.
So Larry steps in front of Henry and is like, don't worry, I'll kill this bug. I'm Larry. That's what I do. And I'm going to try to step on Henry, but not to kill, but just to show, hey, I'm on Willie's side. You don't have to put You don't have to put him in that big plane thing. I'll just kill him right now.
Real deception.
Bethany, are you trying to get another teen to be on his side? Is this the master plan?
Kill Scary.
Just to disguise yourself as another teen?
26.
Oh!
So your deception is 26. So he sees a kid he's never seen before in his life, Larry, the science kid, approach him and say, what did he say? Let me step on this roach?
No, Larry says force equals mass times acceleration. don't even worry about sending it into that plane. I'm just going to kill this bug right now.
Willie is going to believe that you are truly Larry, the science guy.
The science kid.
The science kid. But I feel like that's not going to change his opinion that he wants to put Henry in the Demi plane.
Okay, up to you. Just saying, could have killed Larry's this bug sick. Right now. Yeah,
Larry's sick, dog.
Just experiment. What whether it works or doesn't, it still learns something.
Yo, what a chill guy.
Henry's just going to try to dodge this tentacle attack. Let's get it done with. Let's get it over
all
with.
Right. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
17.
Dude got a 19.
No!
Henry gets whapped back into the demiplane, turning into himself just as the door closes, and you share a hateful look at Willie as the door begins to close. And if you want to say something cool, now would be the time.
I'm going to say...
The door closes.
Anthony's had enough of my shenanigans.
Fine by me. I didn't care either way.
Larry, you see as Ron is summoned from heaven, elsewhere in heaven, Willie goes, I don't even bring him close to me, just fucking demiplane. I got nothing to say to this one. And the angel is going to open a door behind Ron and is going to try to spit Ron into the demiplane.
See you later. I mean, if Willie wants that.
So Ron goes in. Again, the door is pointed at Willie. So if you want to say something or look at him or do anything as Ron before the door slams shut, you're free to.
Okay, so I think that Ron, like, looks at Larry and immediately recognizes Scary. Okay. Like, there's just, like, this vibe. You know, the D&D vibe. And so Ron whistles. And at that moment, because I have Pact of the Chain, I have the Find Familiar spell. I'm not going to use it, but I have a familiar now.
Okay, so yes, I'll say that Ron gives you, in his final moment before the door closes, the ability to summon a familiar. And then the door slams shut. Willie goes... Woo! That is that. Everybody that actually poses a threat to me is done with. They are in a demiplane, and now I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
Hell yeah. Honey Badger waits for nobody, right? You rock, man.
So Willie casts an eye towards you.
I'm gonna shut up now. I get it.
So roll deception again.
23.
Yeah, boy, yes, so, my boy.
So Willie goes, "I like you, kid." So he goes.
Larry's like, "What are you gonna do next, my king?"
Willie says, "I think I'm gonna turn everybody into something like you. I think having everybody worship me as God, which I am, feels like the reasonable thing to do. So, angels, why don't you go ahead and go into every single realm? And if somebody is willing to fall on their knees and pay homage to me as their God, as their savior, you're going to go ahead and let them live. And if they don't, you're going to slice them in half. Or you're going to fucking take your pupil and you're going to go and you're going to bisect them and send them straight to hell.
Is oh, that- word?
Yeah. That's for one thing. And then obviously I'm going to get one of these rooms and try the weird spaghetti thing everybody's beginning to go on about. I'm going to fuck Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to make Cassandra watch the whole thing. Cassandra, obviously make me a sandwich. You'd be a lot prettier if you smiled, Cassandra. I've won. I've finally fucking,
it's been so long.
Finally a W for old Willie. And in this moment, you come to realize that everything you need, you have. You have no allies. You have no super powerful magic spells. You have no amazing weapons. But you four have one another. And that is all you need to stop Willie Stampler.
All our days whisked away. Is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies, let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxim Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolai is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Brian Holt for providing a name we use in this episode. And also another special thanks to all of our Patreon supporters, but like more specifically this time, Adam Heck, Kristen Granado, Charlotte McGreevy, Marcy Brown, Robert Panis, Wheel Lord, Sammy J, Brenna, Panasonic Microwave, Frith Thor, Cameron Day, Mitchell Groenwegen, Tiana Kimberly, Ruben Zay, Dude Man 908, Josie Cunningham, The Pinball Agency, Salty Pretzel, Cornstarch, and Sydney Gibbons. Happy New Year! Big news, Scary Marlowe's band Butthole Ricochet just released their album Sophomore Slump. Stay tuned after the credits for a sneak peek at the first track of the album, and if you're on Patreon, you already know this. You've already maybe even heard it. You have the album in your possession right now. We dropped it over the holidays, but if you're not on Patreon, two options for you, just like for Rock's Rock from Season 1. You can go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and buy it from our online store, or you can just join our Patreon at any level to get access to the album, in addition to the previous aforementioned edutainment rap album Rock's Rock, in addition to hours of bonus video and audio content, shows, one-shots, Discord access, a whole lot more. It's all there, and by the way, it's cheaper to get the album by just by being a patron too, but shh, don't tell anybody. patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Also, big news for Matt and myself, the feature film we shot over the pandemic starring Ashley Birch and Jordan Rodriguez, it's called We're All Gonna Die, got accepted in the South by Southwest 2024. It's gonna be having its world premiere over there. Also, we're gonna throw it up for digital download after the festival, so stay tuned. We're still in the middle of resolving our third party fulfillment company shutting down without warning right before Christmas. Good news is we got all of our inventory back in our possession, and we're setting it up with DFTBA, who we have used in the past as our fulfillment company. So more news when we have it, but expect Dice and the Deck of Daddy things to be back in stock when we're finally up and running. Check out all of our links at dungeonsanddaddies.com. Stay tuned to hear some Scary Marlowe music, and our next episode is January 30th. We will see you then.
Scary immediately falls asleep and once again sees...
Okay, here's sleep sounds.
Thank you, Siri. I wasn't talking to you, though.
No, no. Hey, Siri, she's playing music.
Another stupid soccer scrimmage. Stuck in...